Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Over 100 people gathered outside Fairbanks City Hall last night for a rally held to support City Mayor Jim Matherly. The event followed Matherly's veto last week of a City Council-approved civil rights ordinance which extended basic protections to the LGBTQ community. KUAC's Robin reports.
Announcements for the rally encouraged people to come and show how positive and welcoming Fairbanks is and to show their support for the mayor. Pastor Mark Zweifel of the True North Christian Church welcomed the crowd and told them why he moved here 5 years ago.
We love the educators in the city to get up every morning and say, let's invest in the next generation. I love those who choose to stay through the economic upturns and downturns, and they call Fairbanks home because they love the people of Fairbanks, Alaska. Yeah.
But comments on social media went a step further to blast the LGBT community for its activism. No one took up that thread at the rally, however. In fact, no one mentioned the LGBT community except a passing reference by local comedian Glenn Anderson, who told a story about all kinds of people getting along.
And then an hour later, the local P-Fly group had a gay rights parade, and it was awesome. And once again, everybody at that basketball court and the bikers, everybody stopped and went out and cheered on the gay rights parade as it went through town. And they cheered them on just as hard. And that's what Fairbanks does.
There was only one sign at the rally that specifically mentioned the city ordinance 6093, but Pastor Zweifel slipped in a mention of the mayor's veto that was taken up by some counter-protesters.
And I want to say thank you publicly for our mayor who said, I'm going to lead our city into what I feel like is the people's choice to vote and say yes. And I know it's not a political rally. Thank you, City Council, for the countless hours you put into it. And I appreciate the fact that we live in an incredible city, am I right? Give it up for our city again.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward is hosting a community meeting tomorrow to gather feedback on budget cuts proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy that would strip the borough of the right to tax the pipeline, eliminate community assistance and school bond debt reimbursement, and reduce state education funding. Proposals, Mayor Ward says, are generating concern and fear.
What it means to the tax base, what it means to local services, and then ultimately, too, what it means to the economy. The impacts to the university, they're concerned that they may not have jobs this summer. Many industries in town that I've talked to are already talking about putting things on hold for a while, and that uncertainty does nothing good for our economy.
Mayor Ward says he'll begin tomorrow's town hall with a presentation, but it's really about hearing from the citizens.
Talk about the impacts of the budget and then what they would ultimately like to see the legislature and the governor do.
Ward says he's invited Governor Dunleavy as well as interior legislators and local borough and city officials to the event at West Valley High School Performing Arts Center tomorrow from 2 to 5, which will also be live streamed on YouTube and Facebook. A listening session this weekend in Fairbanks will gather input from crime victims. The Alaska Criminal Justice Commission-hosted event Sunday is one of several being held across the state.
We just want to hear from any victim of any kind of crime.
Commission attorney Barbara Dunham notes that crime levels are on the rise, and she says the listening sessions are part of an effort to better serve victims.
A lot of times the criminal justice process is focused on the defendant and what we need to do with the defendant, whether the defendant needs a sentence of imprisonment or to pay a fine or things like that. And a lot of times the victim isn't really centered in that process.
Dunham says the input aids assessment of criminal justice system reforms implemented under SB 91, including requirements that victims be notified about the status of perpetrators' cases.
Notifying victims before a plea deal is struck in some cases, and notifying victims of where they can go to find out when a defendant's going to be released from prison, and also notifying victims before parole hearings. So if any victim out there has any experience with those specific provisions, we'd certainly like to hear about how well those are working or not, and anything else that might have helped or that they think could be done differently.
Dunham emphasizes that the session is basically an open mic and speakers decide what information and feedback they want to share. The Dunleavy administration has proposed more criminal justice system reforms, but Dunham says aspects pertaining to victims are not slated to change. The listening session is scheduled for Sunday the 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Morris Thompson Center. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Poker Flat Rocket Launch Facility is celebrating its 50th birthday. Retired UAF physics professor Neil Brown says his late colleague and friend Neil Davis pitched Fairbanks as a venue for a Department of Defense project and got the facility built in a year for about $300,000.
Neil pulled it off. The Geophysical Institute lost not one penny. Everything happened on schedule. The rockets got launched. The data got acquired. The Department of Defense packed up everything about poker and left, except for the launcher. Neil had negotiated to leave the rocket launcher here.
That enabled what became the Poker Flat Research Range, the only university-operated rocket launch facility in the world. Over 300 NASA and National Science Foundation-funded Aurora study rockets have launched at Poker Flat, a location Brown says is ideally located.
The cool thing about studying the Aurora from Fairbanks, Alaska area is it's always there on the northern horizon. Go over the top of it, go right through it. You can wait until it's really beat up the atmosphere. So there's a lot more opportunities here than there is for any other range. And you can recover the payloads. That's another big point.
Brown says he's looking forward to connecting with former colleagues who are back in Fairbanks to celebrate the 50th birthday. Geophysical Institute spokeswoman Sue Mitchell says an open house is scheduled for tomorrow night at the facility located at Steese Highway, Mile 30.
Lots of the old-timers who have worked at Poker Flat are going to be there. We also have NASA sounding rocket people coming. I have a speaker from the University of Manitoba who's going to talk about stars and the different ways that constellations have been looked at over the centuries and in different cultures. We're having an aurora photographer there to give advice on how to take pictures of the aurora.
Mitchell says the 8 p.m. to midnight event will also include a laser demonstration, live music, and tours of the facility, including the upper range area normally closed to the public. I'm Dan Bross.